All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Visual Novel Corner. We've got Sakura Nomori Dreamers, Part 8. I want to thank everybody that's checking this out on BitChute and loving it. You guys are awesome. Thanks so much. There's a couple guys on MGTOW.TV that check it out, too. I appreciate that. And all this shit's coming to YouTube, because guess what? I talked to Manga Gamer. They don't seem to mind. I haven't gotten any shit. They haven't said, oh, no, you can't do this. And again, we're only doing, like, one route. We're not doing true routes or anything like that. I'm not trying to spoil the game, because I know how they would be if you spoiled the whole game. We're like, oh, then there's no sense in them buying it. So we're doing the main route, or not the main route, but we're doing one route, and we may get a game over, we may not. We're just going to continue on with it, or at least give you guys an ending. One of many endings in some of these games. I think this game has several endings, like most. So look forward to more of that, and again, if you like this, buy it. They're not on sale, but I think we're coming up to Christmas, or maybe they'll have a little Halloween sale, because this is kind of a horror game, so, you know, just kind of cross your fingers. Maybe they'll have a horror sale, and you could pick it up then. We don't have the sequel yet. I wish they would release it, because it would be great. I know Conjure is no longer with us, but, you know, somebody can translate that. People want that. It directly connects to this, apparently, and people said it's really good, and there's no third or fourth part, so we do need that sequel. Would be nice to have. Anyway, let's go ahead and start. So, since nobody's here, just some people are into it, some people are still trying to catch up. Let's go ahead and provide her with an answer. I do. I knew there was no one here besides Monica. My answer must have sounded a bit too lighthearted, but it seemed enough to put Kirito to peace. I see, I'm glad to hear it. We prepared to sleep and took our positions in the rocking chairs. These are quite nice to sit on, aren't they? Kirito's grandpa said he bought these with his bonus back when he was still on active duty. Yeah, they're really comfortable. It's usually around morning by the time we get out of the dream, but don't worry, your mind and body rest just as you were sleeping normally. I nodded. The worst part about this is waiting, though. Shizumiya opened the book she had on her knees. I hope that chef goes to bed soon. Well, he works throughout the day, so it shouldn't be that long now. But it's kind of weird, I wonder when the psycho is going to go to bed. What part of psycho do you not get? Like, I don't even think a guy like that would sleep. Like, I don't know what a psychotic man, he's like, oh, well, you know, it's been a great day chopping up dead bodies and stuff, but, oh, man, I'm beat. I think I'm going to go to bed now and dream about killing more people. Yeah, just kill more people. Okay, good night, everybody. Like, seriously, it makes you wonder. It's like, when does the psycho go to sleep? Like Jason or something. Yep, I've killed enough teenagers today. I'm going to bed. Fuck it. Takes off his mask and just puts his head against the pillow. And there it is, right there. There was no way for us to tell what his usual habits were, so we had no choice but to wait. He may not fucking go to sleep, folks. You were in a literature club, weren't you, Shinji? Do you have any novels you'd recommend? I'm not really that invested in the club, but what do you usually like? これ。 I don't read that many novels myself. This is a collection of essays.
だから、ジャンルとしてはとりあえず何でもいいような気がしているんだけど。
So I'm not picky about the genre as long as it's fun, I suppose. Then I'll bring something I like next time.
お願い。
Thanks. Are you in any clubs, Shizumiya?
水泳部。また敬語に戻ってるわよ。
I'm in the swimming club. You're still treating me like an upperclassman again. Ah, I'm sorry. Shizumiya chuckled as I bowed my head.
あまり堅苦しいのもね。運動部とかって特にそういうところがあるし。
I'm not a...
強制するようなことでもないんだけど。
I'm not a fan of this stiff stuff, and sport-related clubs are full of that vibe. Not like they're forced to act like that or anything, but...
弟の友達だからかな。なんだか初めて会ったような気がしないのよね。
In any case, you're a friend of my little brother, so I don't feel like we're strangers. Shizumiya looked at me and gave me a friendly smile. My heart skipped a beat, most likely due to how close we were to each other. Kirito joined the conversation in a carefree tone, completely oblivious of what was going through my mind.
実際に会ったこともあったんじゃない？弟さんと友達なら。
Didn't you two meet before? If your little brother and him were friends, I mean. I've been to his house a few times, but...
いえ、多分ないでしょう。シンジ君に限らず、家の通路で顔を合わせたこともなかったと思うし。
No, I don't think we've met. I don't think I met anyone close to my family back then. Is swimming good for you, though?
体?
What do you mean? No, I'm pretty sure Kazutaka mentioned something about you having poor health. Oh, Shizumiya gave me an awkward smile.
弱いと言ったら大げさなんだけど、ただ確かに小さい頃は風邪をひいては学校を休んだり、熱を出しては寝込んだりしていたけど。
I think he exaggerated, but I used to catch lots of colds when I was little.
そうね。それで遠足を休んだりしたこともあったものね。
Yeah, you even skipped the school's trip because of that.
うん。でも、今は平気。体力増強のつもりで始めた水泳が本当に良かったのかな?
Yes, but I'm fine now. I think swimming actually helped my immune system. That's good to hear. It's too bad about what happened to Kazutaka. It was a traffic accident, and on a school trip of all places. Kazutaka and I belonged to the same group, but that day, for some reason, he went off on his own and ended up hit by a car.I didn't know how many times I regretted not making him stay with our group. Or was it just the fate that Bodox brought on him?
私も機会があればとっちめてやりたいのよね。
Yeah, I wish I could scold him.
どうして勝手な行動を取ったのか。あの子は普段はそんなことはしなかったのに。
Why did he have to wander off on his own that day? He never acted like that before. I nodded.I had wondered that myself. I thought that maybe this might help me to meet my brother again. Was she doing this so she could be at peace with herself?
それにしても、お仕事も結構久しぶりよね。
It has been a while since I did this. Almost 2 years.You were on hiatus for that long?
まあね。次第にボダッハ青が増えてきたのも、一つにはそのせいもあったのかもしれないわね。
Yeah. Maybe that's partly why we have so many Bodox wandering around. Why? It's not like you're hunting blue Bodox, are you?
赤の存在が青を呼び寄せるから。
The red ones spawn the blues. Hmm. Ah, I see.
それは単に引力のようなものが働くというだけではないわ。ボダッハは何より惨劇に引きつけられる。
Not necessarily literally. Bodox are attracted to tragedies.
今の桜の森にはきっと何人もの殺人鬼が潜んでいるの。ジョーカーだけではなく、ね。
There's no telling how many serial killers lurk in Sakuranomori right now. It's not just the Joker.The tragedies caused by the killers functioned as sustenance for Bodox and led them to further increase in numbers.
私、自分が生まれて育ってきたこの桜の森が好きだわ。吹上くんは?
I was born and raised in this town. I like it here. What about you, Fukugami? Eh? I paused, not because I needed time to decide, but because I never really thought of it. This was the town where I'd been born and raised. Asking me whether or not I liked it was asking, like, if I liked air. I had to choose between liking and hating of this place. Of course, I like it too. I'm glad to hear that. I think it's pretty important to feel that way when you're about to do what we're about to do. Yeah, we're not heroes, just normal people. That's why we need a good reason to fight. You've named this group Sakura no Mori Dreamers because you felt like you wanted to protect this place, right?
そういうこと.
Exactly. But you know, when we were just girls, I didn't really think much about bathing before the mission, but... She may have brought a book to kill time, but we spent most of our time chatting anyway. Now it feels a bit embarrassing.
So? なんで?
Huh? Really? Why? I'm not sure how to put it. You're a strange one, aren't you, Mahoro? I think you're the strange one here, Kureha. Monika mentioned it too, but it did feel like I had intruded on a girl's room. I didn't feel it as much when Kirito's grandfather was there, but now the sweet fragrance in the air was making me a bit lightheaded. The two sat really close to me, too. You're pretty slow on these things, despite constantly complaining how you want a boyfriend. I never said that. Really? Weren't you constantly complaining you were so busy with work you didn't have time for anything else? It's true that we were busy. But you were on hiatus for 2 years, right? I suppose so. Kirito seemed like she only now realized it. Just, I'm starting to get sleepy myself. How long does he... Is it time? Yes, prepare yourselves. Finally, folks. Okay. They never told me how I should have prepared myself, so I just looked around unnerved. Right, I got so distracted by the talk I forgot to explain things to you. But we don't have time now. Shizumiya suddenly took my hand. My heart would have skipped a beat if we weren't in such a rush. Close your eyes. Okay. I did as she said. The parts of my body she was touching grew warm. Was it because they were being touched by a girl? No, that wasn't all. The sensation. Huh? I thought my eyes were closed. Surprised, I tried to open my eyes. But I couldn't. I felt like I was paralyzed, unable to even move my eyelids. It didn't feel that unpleasant, though. If anything, it felt somewhat relaxing. My field of vision started accelerating. I felt like I passed through a door. I looked behind me, only to actually see a door there. This is
Sakura no Mori Koen yo.
Sakura no Mori Park.
Yume ni dive suru to kanarazu koko ga irigochi ni naru no.
This always functions as an entrance to the dream when we dive.
Mahoro-san ni mo ryū wa wakaranai sou da kedo, nani ka tokubetsu na chikara ga yadotte iru ba nano kamoshirenai wa ne.
Mahoro doesn't know the reason herself, but this place is special somehow.
Daijoubu?
Are you okay? Kirito seemed worried that I wasn't showing much of a reaction. Oh, sorry. I was just a bit surprised. We were just sitting in chairs at your house, and then we were suddenly standing in the park. Are we in the dream already? Yes, we'll have to pass through these doors on our way out, too. From what I could see, the scenery looked identical to reality. As such, having a set of doors just standing there in the middle of a field looked really out of place. Right, put on the headset Grandpa gave you. Ah, okay. It was the other item I got from him besides the sonar. That was just a normal headset sold in shops, but he said it should connect us to Shizumiya. Hello, can you hear me? Yes, it's working perfectly. Can you see me, Shinji? What? Haha, where are you looking at? Here! With no idea what here meant, Kirito just looked up at the sky. I reflexively followed her gaze and... What? Okay. I'm able to observe the dream world from reality. As such, you should think of me as something like a command post. Ha, ha, nice. Did I surprise you? I nodded. Ha, I can see you quite well. Don't y'all be getting these giantess snoo-snoo fantasies looking at her now. I know, you guys. Like, oh my god, look how big she is and tall. I want her to step on me. No, gentlemen. Let's keep it in our pants now. Come on now. This could be pretty cool. This world was very similar to our own at first glance, but key differences started becoming apparent quite quickly. Yeah. I think it'd be smarter to have Shinji get used to the dream world today instead of confronting Moriyasu right away. Yeah, I agree. Kirito pulled out her fan as the conversation ended. This is my weapon in the dream world. See how it sparkles? Amazing art, by the way. Just really like the color and... It's good stuff. Yeah, it really does. That's really cool. Like that CG a lot. As for your weapon, Kirito narrowed her eyes and looked me up and down. Fist? Haha, that's pretty bold. What? Oh, cool. That's our main character, by the way, guys. Just in case you want to know, this is the dude that I'm pretty much playing. My fist sparkled like Kirito's fan, though I didn't feel anything. Is this it? Well then, let's move on. Okay. I was still a bit confused, but like they implied, experiencing something was faster than being told about it. I'm not seeing any people. Most dreams are like that. I've never been able to meet anyone besides the person dreaming. According to Kirito, people not related to the target couldn't appear in their dreams to begin with. You said we can defeat Red Bodox in dreams, but how can we do that exactly? How can we do that exactly? There we go. We beat the crap out of the person they've possessed. Oh, that sounds like work. I was slightly taken aback by her somewhat coarse choice of words. You seem surprised, but we've got no choice. The doors that lead closer to the core don't appear unless we weaken the target first. In other words, we can't reach Red Bodox just by invading a dream? Exactly. Though we also have to defeat the gatekeeper before that. The doors appear once that one's taken care of. The target's soul lies beyond them. Their soul? Maybe that's why the doors don't open, unless you push the world's master to the limit. The place they lead you to is like a weak spot of sorts. Bodox stayed there in the deepest lair, together with their host's soul. And that's where we can finally fight them. Normally, even at night, there'd be people in 24-hour shops bustling about in this area, but right now, it was a literal ghost town. We reached the restaurant. Forza Secura Nomori loomed in darkness like the rest of the buildings, giving no sense that someone could have been inside. Mahoro, is Moriyasu inside? I thought they weren't going after him today. Yes, there's no mistaking his presence. I see. Roger. Anyway, okay. As I said, I only want to show you the ropes today. She signaled me to go back and I nodded. I just realized something, but... I glanced back at the restaurant as we walked off. Can you tell whether a person is possessed just from their face? What? I don't think so. Huh? Then what proof do we have that Moriyasu has been possessed? That doesn't quite justify our plan to beat him up. His head was definitely screwed up enough to make a good candidate for it, but that wasn't enough to prove it on its own. Well, that's a good deduction, but he could just be fucking crazy. Ah, now that you mention it, Well, I don't think we should worry too much about it. Eh? He's a murderer either way. Well, she's right about that. I guess that's true. I was just chasing after a murdered girl's, Tono's, ghost. And it led me to this most peculiar of situations. You must be tired about all the new experiences today. I think just this should be enough for today. Thanks for showing me the ropes. Ah, speaking of fighting, there's something you should know so you don't get caught off guard. Our opponents are kind of different in the world of their dreams. What do you mean different? They become kind of less human if that makes sense. For example, they can transform their bodies just with their imagination, though we can do that too. Transform? It's not a good idea to overdo, though. It can kind of mess up your perception and coordination in the real world once you return. What can we transform into exactly? anything. For example, you can extend your fingers beyond their physical limit. Something that small doesn't really mess up your head either. I imagine my index finger growing longer. And? Oh! A little too excited for your finger growing there, sir. What else can we do now? You can make your finger longer. What else can we make longer in this here dream world, folks? I wonder. My finger really extended like rubber. I didn't think it'd be so easy. Yes, and that's... Hold on. Let me go back to my normal stature here. Okay. Yes, and that's why you've got to be careful. It can help you in a fight, but it's a very bad idea to overdo it. I nodded, staring at my finger. Well then, let's return. Okay. I opened my eyes and blinked a few times. We all woke up at the same time. I could hear the chirping of sparrows from outside. Well, I can't. What time is it? Not even 5 o'clock? Maybe we returned a bit too quickly. It didn't feel like that much time had passed in the dream. Oh yeah, the time in dreams runs about 3 or 4 times as fast compared to reality. Do you feel tired? I stretched my neck and shoulders. Not really. I don't even feel stiff from sleeping while sitting. It seems to function a bit differently from normal sleep. I'm sure you won't need to worry about being too tired to keep up with school. That said, I'm still pretty sleepy given how early we had to wake up today. Yeah. It was still 5 o'clock. If I was quick, I could return home before breakfast. I think I should get going. See you later. Alright. We're going all out tomorrow. We're going all out tomorrow. Guys, got it? Because this one's probably going to end soon, and the next one will probably be the fight. Okay. And we're at the next day. Good morning. Good morning. It's unusual to see you up this early in the morning. Ah, yeah. I took a shower when I got back, but I didn't have much time, so I came out with my hair still wet. I got kind of sweaty in bed last night. I quickly came up with an excuse, but Miss Miyako didn't seem too concerned. This would likely be a regular occurrence from now on, not to mention that, according to Kureha, we woke up early today. There'd doubtless be times when I wouldn't be able to make it in time for breakfast. I didn't like to make Miss Miyako worry, but... Miss Miyako worry, but... What happened to your fingers, Shinji? Eh? You're staring at them. Ah, it's nothing. I took my hand off the table. There was something odd going on with them ever since I hopped on my bike in the morning. It wasn't like I couldn't move them properly, just... I felt as though something was missing, which obviously wasn't the case. I only tried it once, for a short time, but it seemed like the effect those dreams had on the real world really shouldn't be underestimated. I told Atsune the details of our operation and warned her about me potentially missing breakfast from now on. Huh? You can only come back in the morning? Atsune made a disappointed face. I'm not playing around or partying, just to be clear. I know that, but...
気にするのも当然だって。遊びじゃないにしても、女の子ばっかりなんだし。
No wonder she's worried. You might not be there to have fun, but you're still surrounded by girls. There was nothing I could do about that. And I couldn't allow Atsune to come and watch over us either. I'll report everything to you, just like Kirito said. I didn't know if that helped, but it must have still been better than hiding things. Anyway, I dove into a dream for the first time yesterday. It was more like a rehearsal than the main deal, though. Hmm? A dream? Hatsune nodded, looking quite curious. So that's why they're called Sakura no Mori Dreamers. Yeah, Kirito asked me if I liked this town.
Sakura no Mori?
Sakura no Mori? Yeah, what about you, Hatsune? She paused, just like I did yesterday. Yeah, I like it. I mean, I was born and grew up here. Same here. Neither I nor Kirito nor Shizumiya are selfless heroes, but we just want to protect what's important to us. I think that's a very natural thing to do. So, can you convey this to Miss Miyako a little? I'll explain it properly to her eventually, but I managed to make it this morning, but she'll be worried if she finds out that I'm not at the house one day. Okay. Just promise to be careful, Shinji. Of course, thanks. We dived into Moriyasu's dream again as soon as the night came. I wonder if he left town. We tried going to Forza after school, but found it completely empty. There wasn't even a closed notice on the front door, so the lack of customers and staff made it feel even more bizarre. That's possible, but don't worry. It doesn't matter where he is in reality as long as he's asleep. I thought that when we went to the restaurant yesterday, but you're quite brave, aren't you? What? I mean, you slipped into his kitchen right away while I was taken aback to even act. You didn't lose sight of finding Tono's corpse, no matter the situation. Not everyone can do that. Moriyasu doesn't exactly feel like a complete stranger to me. Huh? I detest him from the bottom of my heart. That emotion overwhelmed me along with Tono's memories when I touched her soul. You said that you experienced what they lived through. I nodded. That's why I feel like I'm the one who has a grudge against him. I clutch my stomach like when I came out of the trance yesterday. He murdered Tono without a shred of remorse, like she was an inconsequential insect. I'll make him pay for it. This is a bit new for me. I've never had the chance to listen to the victim's side before. Obviously, they're no longer in this world by the time we're able to judge whether the killer is within the jurisdiction of Sakura no Mori Dreamers. Kirito gave me a sad smile. I think we were lucky to hear her account. The restaurant looked completely dead on the outside, just like it did this afternoon. He's inside. There's no mistaking it. Kirito nodded in response to Shizumiya's warning and unhesitatingly opened the door. Well, well, what do we have here? Welcome, welcome. We froze. Moriyasu greeted us with a creepy fake smile.
Sasa, こちらにどうぞ。席など空いております。
Don't be shy. Come inside. We have plenty of seats. He's not watching his back. But Kirito leaned against my ear just as I thought that. Let's play along for now. We haven't confirmed the presence of a Bodok yet. Roger. Yesterday, she was all gung-ho about beating him up, but it seemed like that did worry her after all, at least to some extent. Moriyasu politely waited for us to take our seats. Looks like we will be taking him out today. He looked like a normal chef, but... Tonight we only have the chef's recommended course. Please wait in your seats. What do you think? It does feel suspicious. Yeah. I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but there was something off about his cordiality. Is it cordiality? Probably cordiality. Something like that, because we're talking about the word cordial here. It was someone who outright threatened to kill us for entering his kitchen. Kirito silently played with a knife and fork in her hands. We came here with no weapons. These would be better than nothing. And made for quite a surreal experience to sit in a restaurant with no other customers or even staff around. Well, I suppose it only made sense since we were in a dream world. I figured that's how it would be. She says diving into someone's dream means giving yourself to their control, like standing on a chessboard where they dictate the rules. I couldn't let my guard down. After a little while, Moriyasu appeared again with plates in hand. Thank you for waiting. This is today's antipasto, carpaccio from a maiden's rump. Well, it gives a new meaning to eating ass. We instantly looked up at him. He answered our dumbfounded stares with a smile, placing the plates on our table. There was something dark brown that I couldn't even begin to describe on them. Oh, good lord, please tell me no. No. Moriyasu suddenly guffawed, throwing away all of his former pretense of being a gentleman. Eat me, it's delicious! Kirito pulled on the tablecloth. The plates crashed to the floor with an ear-piercing sound. We got some metal. Alright, this proves it. You're no longer a normal person. Kirito pulled out her fan. It sparkled with a golden light. My eyes wandered to the floor. The knives and forks took to the air. Watch out, Kirito! Eh? I guarded against him at the last moment, but it was too late. One knife dug into my right arm, all the way to the bone. Twisting his body backwards, Moriyasu guffawed again and then disappeared into the kitchen. Are you okay? Yeah, what about you? She showed me her right hand. There was a fork in her palm. Nice. I wouldn't have reacted if you hadn't told me, though. Ugh. Blood poured from the wound as I pulled the knife out. It seems it hurts like hell, even in a dream, like you said. Yeah. Kirito nodded as she looked at my wound, noticeably worried. Are you alright, Shinji? I think it wouldn't be a bad idea to call it quits today. What? I'm not letting him run loose for another day now that we know he's definitely guilty. Yeah, I agree. And he even hurt one of us. Kureha! Shizumiya sounded flustered. Kirito strode across the room, her steps firm amidst her fury. I hurried after her. The concern behind Shizumiya's voice was infectious. Kirito literally disappeared as soon as she put one of her feet into the kitchen. I did my best to fight the inertia. It'd be over if I fell into the same trap myself. Kirito! Don't move, I'll pull you up. Another spurt of blood shot out of my arm as I contracted my muscles. A sharp, intense pain followed. It felt like my arm was getting torn off. It's no use, Fukugami. I shook my head. It looked like there was boiling water below. If I let her fall, she'd... Yeah, every restaurant has to have at least one good soup on the menu. Ding ding ding, 3-minute cooking lesson with your chef. Today I will teach you how to boil a main and all. First, you have to prepare one charming maiden. You will need enough water to fill a bath, approximately 200 liters. First, heat it to a rolling boil, then toss your maiden in it! I couldn't muster enough strength. Adding my left hand didn't help much. Rather, it made it more difficult due to the positioning. Fukugami, let me go! Don't be crazy, Kirito. We'll both end up dropping out like this, but you still have a chance. No way, I can't allow it. I really messed up this time. My senses must have gotten dull after such a long break. Whoops. I kind of read her line there. I raised my face in response to Shizumiya's piercing scream. Moriyasu stood beside me, sporting a gleaming silver knife in one hand. You've got more guts than I thought, kid. A man's coarse arm will distort the taste, but... Oh well, I can try it as an additional secret ingredient for once, I suppose. Ha ha! Stop it, Moriyasu! Yahahaha! Oh, how marvelously tough your flesh is! You must have delicious tendons and muscles, kid! With proper seasoning, this might actually add a pleasant depth of flavor to the dish! My blood rained on Kirito's face. The knife he'd been using didn't have a very sharp edge, which made the experience all the more excruciating. Those eyes. That face. I don't see kids like you often.
Thank you.
You must be in pain and afraid, yet I see neither in your expression. Moriyasu stopped for some reason. I gritted my teeth and stared at his face. It should be stared, not started. Who on earth are you? You can't possibly be a mere student. We're Sakura no Mori Dreamers! Kirito! I never relaxed my grip. She intentionally slipped out of my hand. Oh, this is going to be one amazing soup! Sounds a little Mario there. A puff of even more vapor flew into the air. God damn it! Others view. I jumped out of the chair. My whole body felt hot like I was on fire, yet the sweat covering it felt oddly cold. The pain you experienced in the dream world was in no way inferior to reality. This is the first time she actually died in a fight. Humans weren't meant to experience death. The damage you sustained in a dream didn't remain physical, but one's mental well-being was another story. That reminded Kureha of someone, making her anxious. But now wasn't the time to worry about herself. His body twisted in spasm in the chair as a pain expression overtook his face. You couldn't wake up a dreamer from the outside. Would he be able to escape that nightmare by himself? Shinji, you have to run! The strength of the enemy instantly starts increasing when there's only one dreamer. Shinji, do you hear me? Yeah, and I'd like to do that, but... I talked to Shizumiya while lying on the ground in the same position as before. It wasn't like I wanted to do it. Simply put, I couldn't move no matter how much I struggled. Gah! Shinji, your arm! The top part of the cauldron was as hot as a frying pan, and my arm was stuck to it. I never imagined there existed such intense pain. Shinji, this is bad. Moriyasu is choosing a knife. I looked up. He was standing at the edge of the kitchen, running his fingers over the edge of various knives with a dreamy look on his face. It was just like back then. I suppose a meat cleaver would make most sense here. I can't wait to slowly dissect that handsome face. I almost came just from imagining it. You've got to run. I nodded. I had to do this. Shinji, what on earth are you- Shizumiya's panicked voice rang in my ears. Stop me if you've heard this before. I began talking to distract myself from the pain. There was once a mountain climber who's got his leg stuck under a rock, and he couldn't get it out no matter what he tried. Doing nothing meant certain death from starvation, so what do you think he chose to do? After some deliberation, he picked up a small climbing knife and... Unlike a climbing knife, the dull blade of this thing caused me much more pain than needed. Luckily, in retrospect, Moriyasu had pretty much cut half of my arm off with his previous attack. Even from a position that provided no proper leverage, I could handle this. What is Moriyasu doing, Madoka? He's still looking at his knives. Hopefully, he'll keep his guard down for a while longer. It's crazy, Shinji. It's still better than getting killed. Besides, Kirito got taken down. I can't step down without putting up a fight. Thank you for waiting. Have you ever tasted brains before? Their sticky and sultry texture is to die for. You can't get enough of them once you got a taste. They're my favorite. Well, it's not like it's important for you in the current situ, huh? He's not here. How did he escape? I won't allow you to escape my establishment, though. How do you even expect to resist me in your condition? Resist? Ah, Kana, why did you... If only you didn't resist me. If only you'd accepted my love. Where could he have gone? There aren't many spots to hide. Well, you're free to stay there silent as a mouse, but I'll find you sooner or later anyway. I know! You're under that table! Oh? I suppose I was wrong. This is exciting! I heard there was nothing more enjoyable than a hearty manhunt! To stand in a position of absolute power and slowly corner your prey? You're in the shadow of that plant! Under the register! Behind the counter! Where are you? This doesn't make sense! Is this a phone? Hello? How's the hunt going? What? You little shit! Where are you? Where the hell have you hidden yourself? I'm the owner of this establishment. I know every nook and cranny in this place. How can a mere customer possibly hide from me in here? Flustered, Moriyasu kept glancing all around the floor. I looked him in the eyes. Where am I? Well, I'm actually by your side. Huh? You really are reckless, Shinji. You shouldn't push yourself like that, even in a dream. Yeah, he got that. Moriyasu darted to the kitchen on all fours. That probably would have killed him if I hadn't been severely incapacitated. Now now's your chance! Hurry and escape this place! No, I definitely hurt him just now. I'm too close to defeating him. What are you even talking about? Shizumiya was pretty much screaming at this point. You just lost your arm! Wait a second. Her voice suddenly cut off. But that was perfect. I used the opportunity to follow Moriyasu and rushed into the kitchen. Kuriha, what are you doing? Fukugami hasn't returned yet. I can't leave him on his own. It was the first time for Kuriha as well, so she didn't know how it worked, but touching the sleeping Mahoro transported her back into the dream world again. Don't you remember what your grandpa told us? You need to rest for a while if you happen to die in there. It's too dangerous to dive into the dream right away again. Kirito's grandfather told her that there'd be a hangover-like effect in such situations. Kuriha had never been drunk before, but the way she felt at the moment was probably it. The scenery before her eyes waved, refusing to converge at a single spot. Her body felt heavy, and she barely crawled forward, even though she was doing her best to hurry. Her throat started to hurt from the prolonged ragged breathing. Could she still make it in time? Would she reach him before he was killed? My god, both of you are completely crazy. It seems the tables have turned once again. Now you've got no idea where I am, do you? I indeed didn't. I couldn't even tell where his voice was coming from. From the right, or the left, or from above, or below. It felt as though it echoed through the entirety of the room. I took a careful step forward. My right arm continued to bleed profusely, leaving a red trail behind me. Shinji, jump! I did what she said before even consciously processing her words. Shh, that was close. I almost got your Achilles tendon. I looked down to see a human hand sticking out of the floor. What? How did you dodge that? I timed it to be perfect! Moriyasu, what are you? I didn't feel as scared as I did earlier, but now I was more creeped out than I ever was before. You choose silence? Well, if that's what you wish.
速ならぬ迅速料理ができるところだったんですがね。またお預けですが。
I almost had the chance to work with some human trotter. Well, I suppose I can always do it later. This man was far too gone to even hold a conversation. Or was it the Bodok possessing him that was making him do it? You kind of mess yourself up after that kind of transformation. Moriyasu leaned back. That was how it sounded, at least, as he couldn't really move in that form, and left without even trying to respond to me. Well, if that made him let his guard down, all the better. I stepped forward to shorten our distance, but my foot landed in some sort of puddle. Wondering if I'd been bleeding that hard, I glanced down to see... Whoa. Before I could react, puddles appeared all over the floor. It wasn't just around my feet. The entire place was wet. The floor wasn't like that just moments ago. I raised my foot to see something sticky and disgusting sticking to the sole of my shoe. Moriyasu continued to laugh like a maniac. How long until your shoe melts, I wonder? Shinji, this might be bad. Yeah. Being melted alive didn't sound like a good idea, even in a dream. I considered using the furniture to avoid the floor, but soon realized that wasn't gonna work. Everything had turned into squirming, fleshy entities. I glanced behind, only to see the exit was also blocked by a similar wall of flesh. Okay. I punched the closest wall with all my strength, but the wall only seemed to absorb the impact. There was no way I could damage it like this. I tried a few more times with the same results. All of my attacks were neutralized by the soft walls. Moriyasu ignored me and started making voices again. To tell the truth, I only wanted to do this with you. And yet, the moment you stopped moving, you turned into some weird monster and disappeared. Did you hear that? Yeah. I squeezed my fist, but what was I supposed to do? My weapon couldn't hurt him. Another guest? Haha, that's quite flattering. There's nothing more heartwarming to the master of an establishment than returning guests. I have to welcome them in my right. I have to welcome them in right away. A part of the wall opened like a door. Kirito. Surprised, I rushed to her side. Thank goodness you're still okay. Kirito's lips curled into a faint smile on her deathly pale face. Fukagami, your arm! I'm more concerned about you. I'm okay, I can handle this. Kirito turned to Moriyasu with a determined look in her eyes. You monster! You're like a moth that can't have enough of the flame! Might as well take care of the both of you together! The melting slime began gushing out of every surface in the room. Punching it doesn't work. What do you think we should do? If hitting doesn't... Oh. If hitting it doesn't work, then... Kirito clicked her heels against the floor a few times. The slime splashed in the air every time she did that. You need a sharp knife if you intend to do some skinning. Kirito turned to me and gave me an unusually bright smile. That must have meant she had a plan. I never tried it, but Grandpa loves it. It goes great with an evening drink, apparently. We'll need a sharp blade to defeat this monster. One that cuts better than anything else. Hehe, a blade, but my cleaver is already melted! Yaha! His laugh suddenly changed mid-note, and sounded even more unsettling than before. Whoosh! A line ran across his body, curling up vertically. Losing the elasticity, his flesh had no choice but to obey gravity and fall to the ground. It lost tension and he fell apart, losing his shape completely. You okay? She says, yes. Phew. Despite the firm answer, she barely managed to squeeze it out between her panting. It seems she had to push herself quite hard to return to normal. You saved my ass. Thanks. You saved me earlier, so I was just returning the favor. Can you stand? She nodded, but I still helped her up. This is... That's the gate leading to the core. It appeared because we were able to defeat him. There's a red bodok behind it, right? Or a red bodok beyond it, right? Yes. Are you sure you're going to be alright? There was a heavy seriousness behind Shizumiya's question. Kureha's at her limit, and you are too. I'm not sure if it's a good idea to confront a bodok in this state. Kirito was leaning on me with most of her body weight at this point. I was at my limit too, or rather I'd long passed it by now. But, what happens if we miss this chance? The phone can't reach the core, so... Shizumiya. I interrupted her with a serious tone, urging her to answer me seriously.
また、一からやり直したわ。夢の中で倒したからといって、現実でもダメージが残るわけではないの。それは、二人もそうだけど。
You'll have to start everything over. The damage you caused him in a dream won't really affect him in the real world, though that applies to the two of you too. Maybe he'll suffer some psychological repercussions, but he'll recover physically right away. You'll have to defeat him again. We don't have time for this crap. I can't let this chance slip out of our hands. Shizumiya didn't try to argue anymore. All of us felt the same way. A murderer that inconspicuously devoured the town from the inside. We couldn't let him run loose any longer. Kirito took a seat on a nearby table. I hate the idea, but I'll stay behind. I don't want to get in your way. Okay. It made me respect her all the more for being able to make these kinds of decisions. Hmm? Be careful. I nodded. The first thing I felt was intense coldness. A frigid wind that made my hair stand on end blew from somewhere in the distance. There was no light here, but I still felt like the area had been covered by shadows. This place was a bit different from that of the dream. It's like we're getting closer to the other world. To the other world? Shizumiya called it the core, something like that. I suppose that's not a bad name. It does feel like we're going deeper into something. You think the other world is kind of like a dream too? It's possible. I carefully walked down the path that seemed to extend into the distance with no end in sight. Just earlier, I had some weird sort of transforming powers. And now I was walking on the boundary between reality and dreams. It was almost funny how upside down my world turned. The space suddenly expanded and darkness swallowed both the walls and the ceiling. But I knew where to go as I finally spotted it. A bodok. This is the first time I saw a red one. It wasn't very different from the blue ones except for the color, but that by itself made it look much more vile. What is it doing? Having been released from the fears of the living world and becoming a ghost, Monika had become much bolder than she was when she was asleep. But now, she too was afraid and clung to me. It's doing something. Shinji. Yeah. The bodok moved its arms towards its mouth. Or at least what those vague shapes looked like to me. There was a rotten odor in the air, and the closer I got to the bodok, the stronger it became. It was so strong that I was starting to have trouble breathing. What is this smell? Can it hear me? Ever since she became a ghost, Monika stopped trying to whisper or lower her voice at all. I was the only one who could hear her. You did say you felt you were similar to them. I never expected to ambush it anyway. I approached the bodok without slowing. What do you think that white thing is? That's probably a soul. A soul? Moriyasu's soul. I don't know why, but I can tell. This rotten stench is coming from it, I think. Just a white blob? I always thought a soul was supposed to have more of a form. This was completely shapeless now. Maybe it only looked that way because it was surrounded by corpses. This was probably all that bodok's doing. It finally moved after I got within arm's reach to it. It disappeared? Oh shit. I staggered forward. Pain flared up along my back. Something warm and wet made my shirt stick to my skin. What happened? I regained my balance and looked behind me. Somehow, my opponent managed to get behind me in an instant. I couldn't even see it move. Gah! My eyes just couldn't see it. If I couldn't defend, then offense was my only... I swung my fist, but they caught only air. I was losing stamina. It became hard to stand, my knees wobbling underneath me. I got it. I think living people have trouble seeing Bodoks. Huh? I can see it move. Monica placed her hand on my arm. It felt like she was infusing me with energy somehow. Close your eyes. Seeing actually only gets in the way. Okay. Scared? Not really. I answered her out of place question with a smile. And when I closed my eyes, her sensations flowed into me. I felt like I could understand what it was thinking. It was slow. Like a bunch of colored silhouettes overlapping on multiple layers, I watched it slowly move in a single trajectory. That was probably what my eyes couldn't perceive, but now I saw it. I mustered the last of my strength and threw a punch. My fist definitely felt like hit something. Meanwhile, the Bodok. Did I do that? His body began twitching and shaking all over. It was like watching a balloon filled with some sort of viscous slime shudder and tremble. It stopped vibrating after a bit, and began slowly disappearing bit by bit like a sandcastle getting blown away in the wind. A metallic sounding scream echoed in my head. Phew! I finally relaxed when it disappeared completely. Are you okay? Monica looked at me with a worried look in her eyes. I'm completely spent. I answered her with a smile. But first, I approached a shapeless white lump. Turned out I was responsible for the rotten smell after all, as it continued to clog my nostrils even after the Bodok had disappeared. Ugh! This is awful. Yeah. I couldn't even imagine how it used to look. But even with no prior knowledge, I had the impression that it had been consumed to the point where it was only a figment of what it once was. We defeated the Bodok, so... what happens to Moriyasu now? Neither I nor Monica knew the answer to that question. The first thing I saw as I opened my eyes was the sight of these two bashing their heads against each other. Ah, it's like your head is made of stone, Kureha. That's my line. Haha, they tried to hug you at the same time and ended up colliding. Ah, that kind of made sense given their positions, but were they really trying to do that? We were worried, so we were kind of staring at your face. Shizumiya gave me an embarrassed smile. It looks like we returned ahead of you, so...
...夢から離脱できるの。当然、個人差が出てくるのだけど。
You can escape a dream by waking up from it naturally too, though how long that is varies from person to person. I finally realized it was already morning. I returned pretty much as soon as we split up, which was about 2 or 3 minutes ago in real time. But it must have been much longer for you. I nodded. I thought that time in reality passed quicker, but apparently this was the opposite. The flow of time in the core can be different. I lose sight of you once you pass through that gate. What happened? I beat the Bodok. Ugh, that looked like it hurt. Ugh, ha ha. The two blushed, but eventually started laughing as well. What time is it? I wonder if I can still make it home. I tried to get up. My body felt kind of heavy. Huh? You probably shouldn't push yourself today. Shizumiya gave me a serious look. Don't forget you, at least mentally, had a huge battle throughout the night. I looked at my right hand, it was definitely there. Then I ran my palm against my back, there weren't any wounds. As I said before, your mind and body are more closely connected than you think. You can end up damaged mentally from the dream. Ailments of the mind tend to reflect on the body. I see. But in that case, is Kirito okay? Worried, I turned to her. She definitely got hurt way worse than me. She actually died. Kirito gave me a troubled smile and said nothing else. I hadn't known her for that long, but that was definitely different from how she usually acted. That was proof enough of how serious the situation actually was. Is she okay? I wanted to know, but asking would probably only remind her of the pain. You shouldn't push yourself too hard either, Kiriha. I think you should skip school today. Yeah, I feel exhausted. I wonder if that's how you feel when you have a hangover. At least your head was as hard as ever, which I suppose is a good thing. I mean, I was happy to see him too. Yes, I know. The two smiled and looked at me. It was kind of embarrassing to be stared at from such a close distance. I'd like to ask for details, but it doesn't seem like we have time. Kirito checked the clock. It's okay if you rest here as far as I'm concerned, but you seem to have something planned. I'll go home for now. I don't feel bad enough to need rest, I think. Okay, you sure you want to go back on a bike, though? Yeah, that might not be the best of ideas. Shizumiya declared with a stern expression. His arms and legs were all messed up. I imagine he still can't feel them properly. What happened to his legs? Ah, I see. You weren't there when it happened. I'll tell you later. But what should I do? Maybe I can call a taxi. I'll just ask my dad to give you a lift. You sure that's okay?
お父さん、オダハは見えないけど、活動には協力してくれているから、遠慮することはないわ。
Yeah, he's not able to see Bodox, but he tries to help when he can, so you don't need to hold back when it comes to asking him about anything. Alright, then I guess a lift would be nice about now.
じゃあ、マホロさん、あとはお願い。
Okay, I'll leave the rest to you, Mahoro. Kirito laid down on the chair. It seemed that even standing took a toll on her right now. Roger. I carefully stood up, and indeed my legs and arms felt very odd and unstable. They had bones. An obvious realization like that almost made me fall over. I think I'll be okay by the time school ends, so why don't we go check on Moriyasu together? Or we can do it after the after-school clubs are over. I nodded. See you later then.
じゃあね。
See you. I managed to make it for breakfast, but I still couldn't avoid a few weird looks. To be more specific.
どうしたの?さっきからポロポロご飯をこぼしているけど。
What's wrong? You keep spilling your rice. Sorry.
それはいいんだけど。その年でまさか脳梗塞もないと思うけど。
That's okay. I don't think that could be a sign of stroke at your age, but... Miss Miyako seemed seriously worried about me. I didn't intend to hide Sakura Nomori Dreamers from her. However, she'd think I was out of my mind if I suddenly started talking about fighting in dreams. I started cycling again lately. All my muscles are sore. Ah, I see. That's good if that's the case. I picked up my spilled rice with my hand, as ill-mannered as that might have been. My limbs still didn't feel like they belonged to me. I struggled to even eat properly. Are you okay? You're shuffling. I think I am, as long as we don't go too fast. Ah, but it'd be bad if I made you late. You should probably go ahead. No way. I don't want to go without you. I couldn't help but feel a little happy that she said that. This is a result of fighting in dreams. I figured it'd be better if I explained this to her as early as possible, which was one of the reasons I didn't insist on her going ahead. But don't worry, it all ended yesterday.
そうなんだ。じゃ、これで危ないことも終わりだね。
Then you won't need to do anything dangerous again? I felt bad for disappointing her, but I couldn't lie. No, I don't think so. I doubt he was the only person possessed by a Bodok. But I'll try to avoid doing anything dangerous to the best of my ability. That was the most I could promise. Though this time I genuinely felt like it. I didn't want to experience this backwards phantom limb thing again, not to mention, I didn't want to ever see a comrade die in front of me again. Right, we are comrades. For some reason, it only hit me just now. In any case, we took care of the guy that killed my classmate. I lowered my voice. It was definitely worth it. Okay. Hatsune gave me an understanding nod. I'll go check on everyone after school. Want to come along? Forza was probably no longer dangerous now that the red Bodok vanished. Yes, it's relevant to me too. Okay, I'll message you later. And here we are in the school building again, folks. Well, this is going to be where we end off. I hope you guys enjoyed this action-packed episode. The laughs aren't perfect, but it is really difficult to mimic that voice actor, who is absolutely amazing, by the way. Just prime voice work when it comes to the laughing. I'm just really impressed by just how insane that guy sounded. So I wanted to make sure you guys heard that. That's actually worth the money right there. Just that guy's performance as Moriyasu. Amazing. Very good. Psychotic laughter. Psychotic character. I liked the whole thing. The fight was interesting. The final form, the monster form, was kind of cool. The Bodok fight was neat. It's pretty cool. This should be like an anime. It really should be, because it would have done well, I think. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed it, and we'll have part 9 soon. You guys, stay tuned to the Visual Novel Corner. And I am the Grim Lord, and I am out.